It's the last day of July, July the 31st, 2018. Happy Tuesday and welcome to the Grow Great Small Business Daily Brief, number 50, How to Accept Criticism. I thought about first diving into how to deliver criticism, and maybe we'll do that one of these episodes, but getting criticism is much more universal. Not all of us are prone to give it, but all of us are experienced at getting it. There are three critical considerations. Number one, who gives it? Do we respect this person? Do we trust them? Do they have honorable motives? Are they trying to be helpful or are they trying to be hurtful? Number two, how they give it. Is it caustic? Does it have any compassion in it? Is the timing appropriate? Is it more about them and less about helping us? And number three, what they give. Do they accurately understand us? Are they being fair? Is it congruent with our strengths? Are they extending appropriate grace? So who gives it, how they give it, and what they give? People who take action are going to be criticized. I grew up hearing older folks advise me and offering this bit of wisdom that only the people who do nothing avoid criticism. But I've learned over the course of my life, that's not really true, because they get criticized for doing nothing. Life has taught me that they likely receive less criticism than those of us who are trying to accomplish something, mostly because the folks who aren't doing anything, guess what they have? They got all the time in the world and the opportunity to be part of the critical crowd. And you can mark it down. There are always going to be more people armed with rocks than those of us who are out here dodging the rocks. I mean, quite simply, folks, we are outnumbered. It's why I have owned a particular joke domain for a lot of years. Are you ready? And you can go visit it. Please do. I would encourage you to. SurroundedByNinnies.com. And Ninnies is spelled N-I-N-N-I-E-S. SurroundedByNinnies.com. Criticism stings. Man, it hurts. I mean, we prefer to think the best of ourselves, and we prefer to think that what we're doing or what we've done, I mean, boy, it was spectacular. Now, we can second guess ourselves. Self-criticism can be the harshest of all, and boy, that's worthy of an episode or two. But because it's self-inflicted, we're okay with it, right? I mean, I can talk about my family, but you better not dare say anything negative. It's kind of like that. I'm not a big fan of the term criticism, but I'm less of a fan of the political correctness and being overly polite. Wisdom requires good filters. I get that. I acknowledge that. But things are clearly out of hand when we just can't say what we mean and mean what we say for fear that somebody is going to, well, criticize us. Feedback. That's the word that you hear. Feedback. It's a more polite word. And I intentionally have avoided using feedback. How to get feedback. It's criticism. Now, criticism is simply a review, an observation, an analysis, an evaluation of something. It doesn't mean that it's now, granted, most of the time it is negative, but it doesn't have to be. It is perceived, though, as being negative. And I don't think that's true. I was 16 years old. I was working at a hi-fi store. The company sold stereo gear on one side of the store. They sold photography gear on the other side. Separate sales staffs. I'm on the stereo side. The store was opening a brand new location at a brand new mall that was opening up. And for the grand open, it was all hands on deck. And so those of us that worked at the mothership store, we were dispatched to go help on this grand opening. Crowds were big. It was, you know, a fun time. I greeted an older man who walked into the store, and he asked me about some specific camera gear. I told him I didn't work in that department, but I invited him to follow me, and we'd find out the answer to his question. Now, I'm walking over toward the photography part of the store, and I spot my boss, Don. Don is the general manager of the company. And so I say to Don, "Don, this guy's looking for whatever it was he was looking for. Do we carry that?" And Don looks at the man and says, "I'll be happy to help you," and away they go. Okay, that's fine. I continue on my way. I'm helping other people. At some point, I'm free. Crowds have kind of thinned, and Don is free, and he motions me to come toward him. He's across the store, and I go over there, and he asks me to follow him back into the stockroom. I sense that something may be wrong. I don't know if Don's going to have me get some gear out of the room. I don't know what's going on, but it's not feeling quite right. Don was always very calm and always very respectful. And as a boss, I knew that his intentions were always to help me. And we get back to the stock room, and it's just the two of us. And he says, Randy, do you remember bringing me the customer looking for whatever it was? And I said, yeah, I remember. Do you remember what you said? Okay, well, now my brain is racing. I mean, I'm going through this entire thing, and it wasn't a very long exchange. I've just told you what happened, and I'm thinking as quickly as I can, and I clearly know I've made some mistake, but for the life of me, I have no earthly idea what I've done. And Don looked at me, and very calmly, he just says, our shoppers are gentlemen, not guys. And just like that, I could have smacked my own forehead. I mean, there it was. I had approached Don and I said, this guy is looking for whatever it was he was looking for. And I should have said, this gentleman is looking for. It was a terrific moment for me. Now, it was kind of humiliating, but Don just looked at me and said, just remember that. And that's it. That's it. We both walked out back onto the showroom floor and life was fine. And I didn't pine about it. That was over 40 years ago. I just told you, proving that I didn't ever forget it. Don said, remember that, and I have. Now, if I put Don's criticism to the test, man, it passes with flying colors. I respected him. He respected me. I trusted him. He was trying to help me improve. He wasn't trying to hurt me. He wasn't caustic. He wasn't harsh. He waited until we were both free. He took me into a private space. He had accurately assessed the event. He was fair. He didn't misrepresent what I said or what I did. He was gracious. And yet in that moment, yeah, I felt foolish. I knew better. I was the kid who always said sir and always said ma'am to shoppers. I always thanked shoppers. Don knew that I was polite and I was respectful. But at that moment, I didn't think about my word choice. That word choice was important to Don and the reputation that he wanted our stores to earn, and it immediately resonated with me and made sense to me. Since that time, hundreds of retail employees that I have led have heard me recite that story and trained them in a similar fashion. I mean, perhaps it seems like too small of a detail, but boy, is it a powerful difference. A guy versus a gentleman. Now, what if Don was a jerk? What if Don was somebody I didn't respect? Okay, it probably would have gone much differently. And I would have run the risk of losing out on a great lesson that would have helped me. Let's start with our three critical components and permit me to make a suggestion on how you can improve accepting criticism. Start with that third thing, what? Instead of focusing on who and on how, focus on what. Because that's really where the value is anyway, if there is any value. And I'm not saying that all criticism has value. It clearly doesn't. But we can put it to the test. Late last week, Jerry Jones, he owns the Dallas Cowboys. His son, Stephen Jones, is a VP, and he was being interviewed on some radio or TV show about the team. You know, this last week was the first week of camp out in Southern California for the Cowboys. And during the interview, he remarked that the Cowboys were hopeful that quarterback Dak Prescott, that this year, hopefully he'll have his best year yet. Last year, Steven says, Dez Bryant was a wide receiver. He's no longer on the team. And Jason Witten is a surefire Hall of Fame tight end who retired to join Monday Night Football for ESPN. Well, Steven mentioned in this interview that, you know, last year, Dak Prescott, he had Dez Bryant, he had Jason Witten kind of in his ear, as most stars are who want the quarterback to throw them the ball more. It was not at all a disparaging remark, not in the least. But the ninnies on Twitter, they started throwing gasoline on fire as though Stephen Jones was dissing Dez Bryant, who, by the way, has yet to land with any team. Well, so Dez just immediately, he goes scorched earth. He begins this litany of tweets toward the Cowboys, toward his old teammates. Really, it's abundantly clear Dez Bryant didn't even hear what Stephen Jones said, because Stephen Jones didn't say anything negative about Dez. If he had focused on the what, he may have avoided making a fool of himself. Well, I don't know about that. Maybe not. You know, he could have at least given himself a chance to behave with more wisdom. Today, a common blunt criticism that you hear is, you know, well, you suck. Okay, well, what's really being said there? Well, nothing. There's absolutely nothing's being said. So it doesn't pass the what test. And there are countless, quote unquote, criticisms that don't pass the what test. And so this just means it's just best to dismiss those kinds of things, ignore those things, move on. Because they don't mean anything. Like, you're a jerk. Well, that means nothing. Sometimes the what is more precise, though, and it can be tough to know what to do with it. A person can approach us, and they can begin to make a suggestion on how we could have better handled a meeting or a presentation. They may say, you know, that third slide, it was a little bit confusing. Fewer words on a single slide may be more impactful. Or maybe splitting that third slide up into, you know, three more slides so it's not quite so busy. Now, don't jump to component number one, who, because this is where we often miss the value of criticism that could help us. We instantly get overly emotional and we think, well, who are you to tell me anything? Right? I mean, we're immediately, right, we've become a ninny instantly. Instead, discipline yourself to stay focused on what is being suggested. Listen. Without being defensive. Just listen. Ask questions. Get clarification as you need to. Solicit more details if you want. But remain attuned to what. Well, how do you think I might have made that third slide more impactful? Now, don't be snotty. Be genuine. What they tell you may be valid, may not be valid. The problem is you're not going to know that until or unless you understand their criticism. So get whatever details they are willing to offer. Why not? Thank them. Now, that's not consenting that you agree, but nor is it defensive so they know you disagree. It's just gracious and it's polite, which is what you want them to do, and it's what you want them to be. So even if they don't behave that way, your job is to be the leader. Show the way. Give yourself time. You can weigh whether or not their feedback is helping you or not. I mean, it's just their observation, but it may be valid. May not be. But there's no reason to disregard it until you've considered what you want to do with it. So you may as well give yourself the opportunity to use it for your benefit, for you. The only gauge should be whether or not you agree that their feedback can be used for your own improvement. So don't get clouded with extraneous details. It doesn't matter if they love you or hate you. It doesn't matter if they have an axe to grind with you or not. It doesn't matter if they gave you feedback with a less than gracious tone. Look past all of that. Just concentrate on making the what of it worthy of some consideration. If it's not, fine. But if it is, hey, then you've just chosen to find improvement that you may not have otherwise experienced. Lastly, don't get angry. And if you do, don't show it. It won't help you. This is about you growing great. Anger does not fuel greatness. Well, at least not this kind of anger. Instead, embrace level-headed conversation and dialogue. Listen in order to help yourself. The objective is for you to remain focused on how you can best benefit from this criticism or to determine if you can benefit from it. Pitch everything else aside. Forget everything else because it doesn't serve you. And remember, how you choose to feel, how you choose to think, it's entirely up to you. Don't acquiesce that. Don't surrender that. Not to the person who's offering you to criticize, not to anybody. Own your own thoughts. Own your own feelings. Take control of them. Be well. Do good. Grow great. The website is growgreat.com. Wrap up the month strong, kids. It's over today, and we get to start a new one tomorrow. And Lord willing, I'll see you then.